This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
You go on the point. You do a great job. You give Torts a T-shirt. Why don't you tell the people what, in fact, the T-shirt says?
You know what you mean to me, Torts. I got you a little something-something. That's it. My best friend gave you this shirt. Yeah, throw it away.
And you were giving it to whom?
John Tortorella.
So this whole charade, when you do your Thursday open.
I would like to say good morning, my best friend and yours, David Rothenberg.
That's just not true.
No, it's absolutely true.
Why does he get the shirt and I never received that shirt?
Well, because I mean, it's...
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You know, when I was a child, my cousin told me recently that they were concerned because I was talking to the ham.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I shouldn't share this stuff with you because now I look foolish.
No, you don't. Should absolutely continue to share.
But let's not bury the lead here today. The lead is that you have a new best friend. We are work partners, but we are not best friends, and that needs to be understood.
No, stop it.
No.
No, Torch needed to be reassured that where he stood, you know where you stand.
There's no question about
this relationship.
I never received. You know what? I don't even get a text.
Oh, I didn't get a gift basket, did I?
Well, you weren't promised a gift basket.
Well, but I never just a friendship basket.
Well, did I?
Well, no.
The point is, he got a shirt. I didn't get a shirt.
You make an interesting point. You do make an interesting point.
Like, in no time in getting that shirt made, did you think, you know, maybe I'll get a few of them and give them to my better friends, my best friends?
Yeah, but you get the emotional connection that we share every day for 3 hours.
The emotional connection with me is way closer than what you have with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can reassure you every day. Every day I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I turn my Zoom on and I see your beautiful smiling face and you tell me stories about your kids and Sherry and you speaking to hams, and I can reassure you.
It wasn't hams. It was one ham. You know, when I was a child, my cousin told me recently that they were concerned because I was talking to the ham.
Yes. Yeah, but this is the only ham we know of. There could be multiple hams.
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah. So, but I get to every 3 hours just tell you how much I love you. I only see Torts, you know, once every couple weeks. So now he has the T-shirt. So he knows. Like, when he needs to be reassured that he has a best friend in me.
But he doesn't have the T-shirt.
No, he took it. His wife made him take it.
So he threw it back at you. He didn't want it. And then she called and scolded him, and he finally did take the shirt.
And see, that's why you would love Torts, too, though. Like, you know, Sherry is, I mean, as soon as she wakes up, she turns the show on. She listens to everything you do. Uh-huh. Torts' wife was dialed as she was watching. She's like, why are you so mean to Rick? You take that shirt. He got you a beautiful gift.
And yet he won't come on our show.
He won't go on the radio, no.
You know refuses. What I see in our future?
Cold call.
Yeah, I think so, right?
We have to. I don't know. He gets feisty, man. Last night, he's telling the Canadian media to kiss his ass. Like, he was
a pain in the ass.
He was feisty last night.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Santiago, if it's one of the segments he's paying attention, he you know, if Torts drops a bomb or something, he dumps that and we move on.
Yeah, you should have seen his face last night when we were talking Lundqvist. And I said, can you imagine if he had a decent coach?
Oh, I saw it.
If he had any decent coaching, he probably would have won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But then he got you back.
Oh, he was shooting laser beams.
He showed the video you getting knocked out, which I didn't like.
And then he was laughing. He was giggling.
I didn't like that whatsoever. That hurt me.
Man, listen, it happened. What are you going
to
do?
Well, I don't like it. Time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So why don't we get to a couple calls, and then we will dive deep into the NFL. How's that sound to you?
I like that. Can I ask you just a quick question?
Yes.
Because if I don't ask you now, I'll forget and I'll never ask you the question. I want to bring your tennis expertise into the mix here.
Okay.
Because I'm watching some, it would treat for us watching some live tennis.
I got to tell you. I don't care what it is. And I like tennis, and I would watch it regardless. But the fact that we have a live sporting event going on during our show is sensational.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. What happens to men's tennis once the big three is gone?
Which is not far off, right?
No.
I mean, you got to figure maybe Federer could even be done. Nadal is in the finals. He won late last night, early this morning. I think it suffers tremendously. I think it will take a big hit.
I mean, there's no buzz. I mean, there's really no buzz about this.
No.
Like, how many people you think know that Nadal's in the final?
I think people know Nadal is a big enough name that I think that now they know he's in the final. But when the three of them are not there, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get Tsitsipas against Medvedev in your championship matches, and that's not going to move the needle.
Now, men's tennis. I mean, listen, both. I mean, when Serena's gone too, but at least they got. I mean, at least Osaka's on the women's side. This is. And then how about the Pegula's daughter too?
Yeah, she's terrific. She did get hammered by Ashley Barty, 6-2, 6-love. But yeah, she's terrific. But you're right. I mean, the thing that I think drives people towards it in this country is when you have Americans that are good, but you don't even have great Americans right now.
No, you just have the greatness of these three is what you have.
Right. And when that goes away, the thing is, Djokovic, once we get past the vaccine, is probably not that close to being done. You probably have another, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years of him. So I don't think you have to have that conversation right now. And maybe somebody makes an appearance before then. But it's a very good question. It's a very fair point.
Yeah, but no one feels about Djokovic the way they feel about Federer.
No. And I think having the three of them is really separating, right? Because you have three guys that are at that level.
Yeah, and they're all right there. I mean, now it's if Nadal wins the final, now he has the...
Then he goes to 21.
Then he goes to 21, yeah.
And then the conversation as well, he wouldn't have won had Djokovic, you know, gotten through protocol and been vaccinated. So
exactly.
That'll be the conversation. All right. I think we're like seconds away from RJ screaming at me to move on.
I didn't say a word.
We're a well-rounded sports show.
You, you did not say a word. But as he's going on with the tennis
our sports!
Which
sports!
I know we're seconds away from that happening. Had that tennis conversation gone on for another 90 seconds, I wouldn't have heard
now
from
you. Now you're going to swing it?
You would have, yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
But listen, I trusted you. I didn't call time out there. I let you work through it.
I know, but I was getting nervous. Like, as he's going on and, you know, who's next?
That's not good. I don't want to have that kind of relationship.
I'm sorry. Listen, you are Geppetto, and you get me nervous. You think Pinocchio wasn't nervous? He was
terrified. Fooey, fooey,
a little wooden guy. He didn't know what was next.
this is not good.
No.
Could Pinocchio feel nervous? Is that possible?
Yes. Yes. Of course, he's a real boy by the end.
Yeah, you have potential. You have potential. Yeah.
Let's go to Rob in the car. Good morning, Rob. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Rob, where are you? What happened to Rob?
Yeah, Santiago has no time for that today.
Well, I don't blame Ray for that.
We gave him long enough.
RJ, how did that happen?
I don't know. He was talking to the man above.
He was talking to a ham is what he was doing.
All right. Now, Rick, do you see your call screener?
I do.
Okay. JoJo, he's at the University of Nutley,
yes.
Do you think now?
Nutley University.
Okay. JoJo at Nutley University. JoJo, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
You see how quickly RJ
just matched immediately. RJ, it's okay if JoJo's at school at Nutley University. JoJo, good morning.
I am too smart.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
I just wanted to tell you guys that Saturday morning I heard the hockey talk for the first time, and it was unbelievable.
Oh, you heard the hockey show, didn't you?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
amazing.
God, stop it, JoJo, please.
You know what, JoJo, please. The floor could never be more yours than it is right now. Tell me what specifically you loved about the hockey show.
I listened to Game Misconduct with Don McGregor, but this was different. This was like you got people's like input from, you know, local teams, and it was amazing. I really thought it was well-rounded. I really feel like you should get Rick involved as well.
He won't do it.
No, I don't involve myself with the hack host.
Well, my question is for you guys. I got tickets for tonight's game. I don't want to reveal my source, but the tickets right now I looked up are like $800 each. The guy got it for me for $100 per ticket.
So,
do I have to give this guy a gift basket?
You know, I think you have to, sell him.
Why would you have to send a gift basket?
Well, I just feel like, you know, he got them for a very discounted price, and I saw where they are. They're very close to the ice, and I just feel like, you know.
Let me ask you this. Did you get the tickets prior to knowing this was Lundqvist's retirement jersey night?
No, I told him a while ago I wanted tickets for this, if he could get it for me. I don't think he realized how popular the game was. He got them for me, and he said, "You know, those are good seats." I checked out the price, and I was like, "Oh man!" I'm like, "How expensive are these?" And he said, "No, don't worry. Just give me $100 per ticket." And
you know what? Actually, JoJo, in retrospect, it would be nice for you to send him a gift basket. I think that is a good idea.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm very excited for tonight's game. I'm happy they did the right thing and played Gorgiev last night, you know, because I don't know what I would have done if he was in net tonight.
Why would you be happy
why
that the best goalie in the league
Shesterkin both nights?
Yes, I have no idea. It's the dumbest concept to me.
And thanks for the call, Joe.
They did the same thing with Carolina. We'll play Georgie against Carolina,
which is even worse. At least Columbus is a imminently winnable game, right? That you could get away with playing Georgiev, but against Carolina, that's one of the best teams in all of hockey.
Yeah, no kidding. And then we'll play Shesterkin against Arizona. Come on, man.
Yeah, that made no sense. This one makes more sense, but I still think that you could have played him last night. Why just Yarkin? They just won't play in back-to-back games?
No, they don't believe in back-to-backs. He's 26 years old, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't like playing back-to-back games. I like playing back-to-back games, but I see no reason why. I get you want to play him tonight, but still, I mean, especially when, you know, Georgie, it's not like he's playing well.
No, he was not good last night.
I'd like to imagine you take advantage of having the, you know, one of the best goalies in the league.
Yeah, you argue he could be the best goalie in the league right now.
Well, he's not the best goalie in the league, but
he's right there.
I mean, I still lean. I mean, Vasilevsky for me is the best goalie in the league. But
are they going to win a third in a row?
No,
they could.
I mean, they're good enough. That's a test.
That's amazing.
They lost a whole line.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter with them.
No, they're amazing. And that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. DePietro Rothenberg present that as always by Progressive Insurance. By the way, I saw what you did there. He wasn't calling to ask if he should sell the tickets or not. He's just calling to ask if he should get the friend a fruit basket. You're like, sell them, get rid of them, unload them.
Sell them.
What's the matter with you?
Well, what do you mean? He paid $200 from them. They're worth $800 apiece.
So?
Well, what do you mean, so?
There are things more important than money.
Ugh, I don't know.
Come on.
I think you probably get the same effect on TV with the celebration.
No, being there? No. I walked through Penn Station on June 14th, 1994. Guy comes up to me, you have tickets for tonight? I said, yeah, I got two tickets. He pulls out more cash than I've ever seen in my life. He says, I will give all of this to you. He said, this is $5,000 for your two tickets. I said, are you out of your mind? I said, this is it. The cup makes its appearance at the Garden. No way. But if I was you, I'd be like, yep, here you go. Here's the tickets. Give me the money.
$5,000. Let's go.
You would have done it.
I would have.
So you can easily be purchased.
No. I mean, not easily.
Easily.
I mean, you're walking through Penn Station. A guy pulls up $5,000 in cash. I'm going to seriously consider it.
Santiago, I know you and I have very polarizing views on a lot of stuff. You have two Super Bowl tickets. The Cowboys are in the Super Bowl. Guy offers you a fortune of money. Do you even think about it?
What's a fortune of money?
I don't know. $7,000.
It's not really a fortune. No.
$7,000's not a fortune?
Come on now. Don't
ten
do this.
Grand.
Don't do this.
Ten grand.
Forget about the hypothetical. It would take a certain amount of money, but it is something I would consider. I'm not a maniac like you.
You guys are amazing.
The hell with school, Dopey! Take the money!
No, I'm not saying it's an easy decision, but in the moment,
it's a terrible
decision. You're walking through Penn Station.
And you're pushing that to him. Just sell them. That wasn't even his question.
Well, I didn't think he was going to call in about a gift basket.
I will say, Rico, that I don't know if I'm giving to a guy who's got a bag of money in Penn Station. It's a little questionable.
It is a little questionable. That feels like you give the tickets, then he's taking the money, too.
Yeah, I would have never seen anything.
Seems shady, yeah.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't have had my pants by the end of that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that would happen. But
probably.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I bring up something that really I think is grotesque?
You bring up whatever you like, Dave.
Have you seen this Jeff Garcia story?
I have.
What a buffoon this guy is.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I guess this is on Instagram. He posted this. Can I quickly read this to you? Well, you say I can. I don't need to ask permission. So he says, so everyone has been all over Jimmy Garoppolo because he has not been great, right? He was not great in either of the two games of the postseason, correct?
Correct.
All right. This is Jeff Garcia. Who the hell is Mina Kimes? And when is the last time she threw a touchdown pass in a game? Never, ever has she taken a snap or can truly understand the ability, the mindset, the physical and mental toughness that it takes to play the quarterback position or any position in the NFL. The fact that there are people out there given a platform to talk about something that they've never done is hilarious. And that's how you have to look at her. She's a joke. So let's just laugh at her and support Jimmy. Root on our Niners to go out and beat the living bleep out of one or more teams. That's what it takes. She will never know that feeling. Can I get an amen? Peace. What a fool.
Yeah, he sounds like an idiot. I mean, listen, there are plenty of people. There are coaches that have never played the sports that they coach. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been good. It doesn't matter if Mina Kimes has played the position.
It's such a stupid take. It's jarring,
Dave,
how dumb it
this
is.
This is how some athletes feel about the media.
So should I say that Jeff Garcia shouldn't be allowed to write an article or a post because he's never been a journalist?
Yeah, well, you'd be well within your right.
Well, that's stupid. I'd sound as foolish as he does with this.
But I mean, I'm telling you right now, having been in locker rooms, there are guys that feel exactly the same way Jeff Garcia feels about the
media. So unless you played the game, you are not equipped to have any opinion on the game.
Yeah, how dare you criticize me? How dare you be negative? You have no idea what it takes to play this position, what it takes to play this game, the amount of effort and energy and, you know, mental stress, all those things that go into this position.
But
you have no idea.
She's not saying I could do better than Jimmy Garoppolo. She was saying he was not good. What was he? He looked awful against Green Bay. Horrendous against Green Bay. And the last 20 minutes against Dallas, he did everything in his power to give that game away.
I don't disagree with you. I agree with you.
Well, you better not let Jeff Garcia know that you don't.
Well, am I not allowed to have an opinion? I played. I mean,
well, but you never played quarterback in this league.
True. So I can only. So what he's saying, I can only. So next time I do do hockey coverage, I can only make comments about the goalies.
Correct. That's if it's a forward, a power play, nothing like that. It's such a. I mean, what year are we in?
Yeah, it's a terrible take by him. An awful take
On so many levels.
Well, on so many. Why attack Mina Kimes though? Too.
I mean, by the way, sensational.
Well, Dave, I mean, she puts in so, like, Mina Kimes puts in the work. The work. You know this. I mean, you take responsibility for getting her career started.
Well, I don't take the responsibility. I think it's heaped on me.
Well, I think by yourself you heap it on.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, but I don't
this
think
was terrible. It really bothered me when I saw it yesterday.
Well, I don't know how it couldn't.
Be better.
Hey, you make yourself look like an idiot. You can just say, like, hey, let's support Jimmy Garoppolo. He's our guy. Go Niners.
Exactly. That's right. Let's talk positively about Garoppolo. He'll be really good this week, and I have complete confidence in go Niners. You don't have to. I mean, she did nothing wrong.
Listen, if that's the way you think, like if that's your mindset, there are plenty of people to attack. If that's how you think, that if you haven't played the sport, you're not qualified, or played the position, you're not qualified to have an opinion on it. There are plenty of people to attack.
So how many people can now give opinion on football?
Just for him?
So you can't give any analysis unless you were a quarterback in this league?
Just former quarterbacks, yep.
So that's it. So you're looking at, like, I don't know, 50, 7,500 people that really can give an analysis. Otherwise, you just can't do it.
Now, where's the line? What if you're like you played high school, some quarterback in high school?
I don't. You'd have to get Garcia on the line. RJ, get Jeff Garcia on the phone.
Let's wake him up.
We'll cold call.
Cold call him. Get his number, RJ. You can ask him some Niners questions after we destroy him.
No, I don't really have an interest. That's a bad guy move. What's crazy about this, too, is Mina.
This is your quarterback.
Don't tie me to this.
You're a Niners fan. This is your guy.
It's a horrible move. And this is probably the beginning of the end of Jeff Garcia and hearing from him, other than Instagram. But Mina Kimes does color commentary for the Rams in the preseason with Aqib Talib. So the Rams see her fit enough to broadcast games with Aqib Talib, who does national games for Fox. So
she's good.
I know.
She's good. So we used to do this fantasy show together, and she used to be discussing like backup linemen, and I was like, I don't even know who she's talking about as she's giving this analysis. Like, she is so well studied and so well prepared. Now, the take with anyone is ridiculous because anyone is entitled to their opinion. Now, you can go after their opinion, you think it's wrong, but the fact that they're not allowed to have the opinion is just stupid.
It's a ridiculous opinion, is what
ridiculous
it is.
Opinion. Did you see?
You don't have to play the sport to be qualified to comment on the sport.
Of course not. It's a terrible take, and I agree with you, RJ. I think he slowly fades off into the abyss. Did you see how much parking is for this game on Sunday?
On which game?
The Rams-Niners game.
How much parking is?
Parking, to park your car.
I'm going to say it's $150 bucks.
$500.
Oh. I mean, why even drive?
$500. Now, they're saying people with driveways, homes nearby, they will allow you to park in their driveway for like $300.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't.
$500 to
park? Yeah, there's
no
way I'm driving. No. Get a friend to drop you off or just take an Uber.
$500?
That's silly.
That's ridiculous.
I'm actually interested to see what that crowd looks like at that game. With everything
if you
going
had
on.
To guess, what do you think it's 50-50?
If I was going to guess, yeah, I would say that.
This is an indictment, by the way. This is embarrassing.
The NFL having two teams in L.A.?
Well, not only that, the fact that they're so petrified that they're going to be more Niners fans at a Rams home game than Rams fans?
No, how could they not be, though? I mean, that's the reality that they live in right now.
I understand that, but it's a terrible look. Like, if you can't support your team, that they're in a championship game, the home team has more fans. Should they even be playing there?
Well, but that's the Rams. I mean, how about the Chargers? They couldn't. I mean, they didn't have home field at a soccer stadium. I mean, you have two. They brought two teams. They took the Chargers out of San Diego, and the team that I mean, the main LA team, the Rams, is worried about having more Niners fans at the game. You got your star quarterback's wife begging people to not sell their tickets.
The fact that you can't be outside of the zip code of LA and purchase tickets on their website. That's not illegal, by the way.
I guess not.
I mean, obviously not. You're right, but it feels like that should be illegal.
Listen, I don't know what the rules are, but they're clearly afraid that if they just left it up to you know, whoever wants to buy them can buy them, that you know, the Rams would be at a disadvantage.
And this is the popular LA team.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, now you got two teams in LA. I mean, beautiful stadium. But, I mean, fan bases for both of these teams is, especially for the Chargers. Ugh.
Ryan Hurley, did you see this? Just sent us a text.
I did just get it.
Jeff Garcia's home number.
No way.
Yep.
How does he have Jeff Garcia's home number?
Are you kidding? He's dialed in like nobody.
Wow, he's got all sorts. I didn't love his energy the other day when we cold called him, though.
Ryan?
Yeah, he didn't have
great
energy.
I thought he was very good.
Yeah.
No?
I expected a little bit more energy.
What were you looking for? For him to be like dancing, giving you show tunes?
No, I didn't want show. Just like a real excitement to be on the show. You getting, you know, first cold call to him.
They said we're doing a great job on the show.
Well, that was nice of him.
A lot of positive feedback. So I think 7 o'clock hour, you call Garcia.
Oh, why would you like me to call Jeff Garcia?
Well, it's your serve. I served to Hurley.
All right. Oh. If RJ wants us to, I'll do it.
RJ, come on.
I mean, we can do it, but what time would we call? 7:30? It's going to be 4:30 out there.
Who cares?
So,
wake him up.
It's his house number. It's wake up the whole family.
I don't know that that's his house number. Is it? It says mobile, so it's his mobile number.
It's not one of these like Ray Santiago mobile situations.
Call him and tell him that you can insure his car.
I can't do that. I can't.
For cheap.
Tell him we'll send him a gift basket with expired pastries.
Well, why?
Well, it's reality, Dave.
Is that RJ, you still efforting off the gift basket? You still eating and enjoying the fruits of the gift basket?
A lot of fruits.
Yeah?
A lot of fruits. Oh, yeah.
Have you actually eaten any fruit yet, honestly?
No, I did. I had one of the apples.
And how was it?
No, delicious.
It was a delicious apple. Was it a red delicious apple?
Maybe.
What about the summer sausage? Have we dabbled with the summer sausage?
No, I haven't touched that. I did throw out the expired cake. I was too scared.
Oh, come. You know what? Everyone got into your head.
It's a week old now.
It's not a week old. It's not like it. I mean, come on. It's not a week old. It was a week past the suggested expiration date.
You're right. I'm corrected. That means it even further means I shouldn't touch it.
And it was imported.
Yeah, it's from Mexico.
So? They're so, known for their fine pastries in Mexico.
But, that, I mean, it's been through travel. It's past the date.
It's vacuum sealed.
You don't know that.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Why do you think he does that? Just he doesn't want to have to field more than one call?
Yeah, he's doing a lot. There's a lot going on in that control room.
Let me scroll down here to the super duper box bonanza.
Caller one.
Caller one. I mean, RJ.
Caller
is there
one.
No creativity or lack of laziness with you?
Nope.
So that's it. Caller one.
Listen, there are people just standing by, sitting by with the number pre-dialed in their
cell
phone. Right,
but why should we just give it to the people that are there that are the first ones? How about the people that they have maybe a rotary phone?
Well, that's unfortunate. I would upgrade your phone. Straight talk.
Making a mistake on the rotary phone was tough.
Oh, that's a setback like missing on a quarterback in the first round.
It is.
Like you mess up the fifth number, you're done.
Oh man. You got to start. And if it was like long distance? Then forget it.
Yeah, they would just hang up and don't even try again.
It's like a rebuild.
That could take a very long time, the rotary phone.
That's painful.
A very long time. All right. Let's take a listen. Here is Adam Schefter. He says before long, this is on KJM yesterday, we could have a new head coach for the Giants.
Before the conference championship games kick off on Sunday, the Giants will have a new head coach. Obviously, the finalists seem to be Frazier, Flores, Daboll, and I think it'll be one of those guys, obviously, and I think they'll have a decision after they wrap up the interview process here soon.
All right, so that's today or tomorrow, because I can't imagine they're going to come out with it on Sunday morning. So hopefully tomorrow morning we'll get that information. And
they have Frazier today, right?
Yeah, I would be stunned if Leslie Frazier got the job.
You feel it's going to be Daboll or Flores?
Yes, don't you?
That's how it feels, yeah.
So, all right, two-part question. What would you like the best for the Giants? And maybe it's the same guy. And who do you think it's going to be?
Well, you know how I feel about having, you know, some previous experience as a head coach, just because
okay.
You're not forecasting. So that would probably push me, you know,
so
more
that
towards...
pushes you to Flores.
Yeah, but I don't know how much Joe Shane... I mean, how much he values the previous experience, or does he value knowing that, you know, he's worked? Because he mentioned it in his press conference. Like, I mean, he knows he works well with Brian Daboll.
Correct.
Like, he knows that, and that's going to be important moving forward.
Like, wouldn't that be the guy that you wanted?
I find it
hard to believe that you're Joe Shane and the guy that you want is not the guy that you know very well.
Yeah, but here's, again, I'll ask you the question. Does he have the ability to hire the guy that he wants?
I don't know.
We'll find out, because if he wants Brian Daboll, and you know ownership feels like they would rather have somebody that has some previous head coaching experience, and you get Brian Flores, I mean that kind of answers the question, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
you feel a way about it. Now I still think that's a good hire. Like I like Brian Flores. I think he's a smart guy, and I think he's a very competent head coach. That being said. If the GM prefers the guy that he's comfortable with and you don't go in that direction, you're back exactly where you've been.
Exactly right. And that, again, and I hope that changes. But for me, that right now is the only holdup I have right now with the Giants.
You're not of the mindset that it's all the GM's decision.
No, and I from what I heard from John Mara, the fact that Chris Mara is in on these interviews, I think that's still the case. Well, now, we'll find out. I don't know if we'll actually really ever know, you know, depending on what happens here.
But what happens if Flores legitimately wants? I mean, if Shane legitimately wants Brian Flores.
Then that's great for...
But we'll never know. Like, you'll always believe that the reason that he got the job is because the Marik contingent pushed that on us.
Yeah, well, I mean, they said as much. I mean, at the press conference, like, does the GM have the ability to select the head coach? No, we'll have ultimate say on who the head coach is. Like, I thought we moved away from that. I thought that this guy is going to have the autonomy to make his own decisions.
I hope he does.
Well, if that's the case, and he said, I would like to hire someone that I know I can work well with.
Well, why would you take the job? I mean, Joe Shane was in demand. If you knew that they were going to force your head coach on you, and you agreed to that, either you were lied to, which would be a terrible way to start this relationship, or none of it has ever really changed.
Well, first of all, I mean, it's the Giants, and I think there's still
a
value in being.
It's the Giants. They're huge. They're an original team. I get all those things. They're a storied franchise. Totally agree with you. But how are you supposed to win? It's hard enough to win in this league. It's hard enough to win in this league when your salary cap situation is in the situation that it's in. But how are you possibly supposed to win if you want to bring in the coach that you want and they tell you no?
Wait, it's going to be hard. It would be hard. You're absolutely right. It would be hard. And that would, I mean, that for me would make the job, you know, as great as it is to, you know, it's the Giants. That would make it.
See, if you told me that's
attractive.
The way, I don't think it's this great, amazing job. I think it's good. I think it's still
Don't you feel like the people that take these jobs too, they're so confident that they, you know, say what you want. You know, I'll let them, you know, I'll help them see it my way. Like I can talk them into, you know, picking the guy that I want.
But
I can sell them on.
We've seen you can't with this organization, or you couldn't. I don't know if you still can't.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing, though. I mean, either one of those guys is probably going to be a good choice. You know what I mean? Like, I think Dable will be good, and you've already seen that Flores has had success as a head coach.
Yeah, again, I don't think Flores is bad. In fact, just the opposite. I think Flores is good. That's not what would disturb me. What would disturb me is if they're forcing the head coach on this new GM still. It would just kind of show you that really very little has changed here.
Yes, which is my biggest fear right now.
Yeah, and I understand that. It's not that I look at Brian Flores and like, oh, he's not competent. He's not capable. I don't agree with that at all. I think he absolutely is. It would be the rationale behind the hiring that would upset me, not the actual hiring.
Correct. Now, I understand the whole Deshaun Watson stuff. I get that. That's
different.
That's different.
I actually commend them for that.
Yes, that's completely different. That, I mean, that's a decision. That's an ownership decision. But as far as the, you know, because I think we both agree with a couple things. I think the Daniel Jones thing, it makes sense to me, and I know it makes sense to you. Like, that seemed like, with what's available, how much Daniel Jones is making, you spent the sixth overall pick. Like, it would make sense that, you know, he's already under contract. As long as you don't have to give him the fifth year option, let him come back and try to figure out whether or not you have something. I get that. But just just the optics of him, of John Merrick kind of saying what he said about Daniel Jones, I didn't like either.
I didn't have a problem with that.
No, but it's just like, I get it. I mean, you drafted him. I mean, so you, of course you like the kid. But I mean, this is, let's just stand out of the way now. Even if you are behind the scenes making some of these, helping with these decisions, like, let's just at least pretend that Joe Shane is gonna be the guy in charge. Because between that and now the coaching thing, it's like it still has me asking questions.
If it hasn't changed, listen, it's hard to win in this league. If you're trying to do it with one arm behind your back, it's nearly impossible to win in this league.
Yeah, but all it does, though, by making decisions for the GM or for the coach, all it does is give them excuses. Which keeps them around longer than they should be sometimes. Like, well, hi. I mean, you didn't let me pick my own. Like, I'm sure Joe Judge is like, well, you didn't let... Hey, Joe, how come the offense stinks? Well, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you didn't let me pick my own offensive coordinator.
Right, you
stuck
forced
with Jason
the quarterback
Garrett.
On me. You forced the offensive coordinator on me.
No, it would be excuses I would use. Like, if I'm the GM and you stuck me with a coach that I didn't want and he was no good, I'd be like, well, what do you want me to do? You picked the coach, so I want to pick my own coach.
Well, that being said, I'm hoping it's Dable. I'd be okay with Flores. I don't like the optic if it, in fact, is Brian Flores. Let's go quickly to Tom in Massapequa, and then we'll go around the league. Tom, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
How you doing, guys? Dave, I actually think that it's rad, but I agree with you on selling a ticket for a big-time game. And I think because if you really have, like, four options, if you sell it. Number one, you know, is your team winning in a classic. And I don't think you want that because then you feel like an idiot that you sold it.
Right.
And then two, your team loses in a classic, or your team wins in a blowout, or three, they lose in a blowout. So I think you find yourself almost rooting for two out of your three options is your team to lose.
No. What kind of call is this? You're telling me if you sell the tickets, you now root for your team to lose?
But you say, because you're missing the big game, you're like, oh, my God, I hope they just blow them out.
You don't want to lose. I always hope my team blows out the other team. Thanks for the call, Tom. I never go into a game thinking to myself, boy, I hope the Giants win the Super Bowl 2019 on a missed field goal.
Just think about all the fun stuff you could do with that five. You could have done with that $5,000, though.
I don't care.
You go celebrate, maybe take Sherry on a little vacation, celebrate
the win. I didn't even know her.
Well, whoever it was at the time.
I don't think it was anybody.
Whoever your lady. Oh, you could have paid for one, get the girlfriend experience, whatever you want. That's $5,000.
The $5,000, please.
I took out
a loan to go to a Super Bowl. They lost 34-7.
I know, and it changed your life for the better.
For the better.
So it's money well spent.
Really,
I don't know.
Was.
I'd be hard-pressed. Guy pulls out $5,000 in cash.
So you, who has more money than anybody I know, would just be like, oh, give me the cash. Here's the tickets.
Ooh, I would have to think about it. I would have to think about
really?
It.
Really?
It's a little sketchy. I would be a little concerned.
Jets in the Super Bowl.
No, you know, you're bringing up Super Bowl stuff.
Well, it was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, Game 7 stuff.
And won in 54 years.
Are we sure it was only $5,000?
Yeah, it was five. It was 1994.
Yeah, no, you may be right. That's a big.
You're walking to the turnstile at the Super Bowl. Jets in the Super Bowl. Haven't been there since 1969. Guy offers you, let's increase for inflation. What do you think that's? $12,000.
No.
Cash.
No.
$6,000 for you. $6,000 for your buddy. $12,000 for you. Whatever you want to say. And he says, here's, you know what? Here's $15,000 cash. Just give me those two tickets.
I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a tough one.
It's a moment you've been waiting for your entire life.
I know. I mean, I've already talked about eating poop for them to win a championship.
Exactly. Tickets now. See, now. All right. So now do you agree with me?
I think I'm on your side. I don't know about the whole getting my pants taken. I think I'm on your side now, though.
Other than the losing the pants, you're on my side?
I'm on your side, yeah.
All right. Very good. Santi, if you're still with us, let's go. Let's go around the league.
It's time to go around the league.
All right, now, around the league, brought to you by Jack Pocket. Rick, I need you to be energized. I need you to be focused. I need the best version of you right now. Will I get that?
You will get that, my friend.
There are two games to look at. There are two spreads to look at. And there is one game that we must hit correctly on to beat the K-Show.
So let's pick that game.
And we go first, right?
We go first because we won, yeah.
Well, but we both lost last week. We won the week prior. That gives us honors, correct?
Correct.
All right, so we could sit here and tell them who, in fact, we're going to take, and it should make no difference.
No difference.
All right, let's go in chronological order. The first game, 3 o'clock. You know what? I just say you're going to be unbelievably focused. Are you ready to roll? I look at you in the Zoom. You're yawning.
I was not yawning. I was stretching my
face. That was a full-on yawn.
No, I was stretching my face. Okay, my face is dry.
Oh, you should moisturize.
I know. So I'm thinking about that right now.
Okay. All right. So, Kansas City. What do we call the stadium? Gia Stadium?
Gia
Stadium. I like Arrowhead. I'm going to go with Arrowhead. Out in Kansas City, 3 o'clock. Chiefs giving 7 at the moment to the Bengals. Start the process. Let's feel it out here. Where do you lean as we start to discuss this game?
I lean Kansas City at the moment. That's where I lean.
Okay. I like that because I don't lean Kansas City. I love Kansas City in this game. Love them. They are the better team. They are the home team. They barely lost to Cincinnati in Cincinnati. And I'd be hard-pressed to think that you're going to get 11 catches for 266 yards and 3 touchdowns from Ja'Marr Chase this week.
You would hope not. You would hope not.
Right?
I mean, listen, Cincinnati's, it's a great story. You know how much I love Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase is on his way to being, you know, at some point here, the best receiver in the sport. They got weapons all over the place. But their offensive line
is terrible.
It's not good.
No, it's terrible. So Kansas City, I think it's fair to say they're playing at a much higher level than they did throughout the regular season. They've been here before. I don't know if you agree. It feels to me like, and I thought this last week, so I give them a lot of credit, but it feels to me like Cincinnati has accomplished a ton. Like if they were to lose this game 34-24, that you'd look at the season and be, boy, that's a hell of a season. Very different for Kansas City. Very different for the Chiefs this week.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's expectations, obviously, with Kansas City. They're at home, and they also have the edge with the experience. I mean, they've been in this spot quite a bit.
Over and over.
So, yeah, and then, I mean, Gia, Arrowhead, whatever you want to call it, that's a different animal, especially in the playoffs. I mean, let's face it. I mean, if Ryan Tannehill played a half-decent game, I mean, he had three picks. They were 1 for 8 on third down. I mean, Tennessee was in
Derrick Henry was clearly not himself.
No, he wasn't himself. I mean, they sacked Burrow 9 times. I mean, if that, with the way Kansas City can score and how Mahomes looks now and the fact that, I mean, they can matriculate the ball down the field, he's willing to be patient, they still have the big playability. If you accumulate that many negative, like if you're Cincinnati and you accumulate that many negative plays and give Patrick Mahomes those kind of opportunities, he's going to score points. This is not Ryan Tannehill.
No. If that game was last week, you're looking at a 35-16 game.
Yes.
You're not going to pick off Patrick Mahomes 3 times in this game.
No, I would hope not. I mean, maybe earlier in the season, but hopefully not now. No.
All right. On a confidence level, if you had to give confidence points to this game 1 to 10, where would you go?
This would be my pick. If we're being serious, this would be my pick.
Yeah, me too. All right. I love the fact that we are in lockstep here. We're going to look at the next game, but that's where we're going to go, right? We're going to go with the Chiefs?
I think we should go with the Chiefs.
Okay, great. The next game, the night game, we might have a differing viewpoint on this one. Rams giving 3.5. We know home field advantage might not really exist. We know the Niners are very resilient. They were down 17-0 against these very same Rams in Week 18. They lose, they're out. They come back, they win. They go to Dallas, they win. They go to Green Bay, they win. Very resilient. Is it too long of a journey, firstly? And secondly, this Trent Williams injury has me very nervous from the Niners' perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it has me concerned, too. I mean, that's the strength of their team is their ability to run the football. Debo Samuel is a stud. I don't think either of us trust Jimmy Garoppolo. But, I mean, I think the Rams are the better team. I do. But, for some reason, Sean McVay, he cannot beat Kyle Shanahan. He can't. And it's not a small sample size. That's the thing. It's not a small sample size. They were up, what, 17 in that last game?
17-0 with something to play for.
Exactly. And they can't. I mean, and San Francisco found a way to come back, win that game, and now, you know, they're in the NFC Championship game. It feels like the Rams and Sean McVay should and have to win this game. But I don't know, man. There's something to be said about the matchup just not being
in
good
your
for
favor.
The Rams.
It's a very fair point. And you know what worries me? And I think you'll know early. Can San Francisco play bully ball? Because we see that. That's what they want to do. They want to physically punch you in the mouth when they go into this matchup. Can they take the ball and run it effectively and pick up 4 or 5 yards on first down? Because if they can, you have a heck of a problem if you're the Rams. But if you can set this up where Jimmy G has to make plays to win it, I think San Francisco is in major trouble.
Yo, I know, but here's the thing with the Rams, too, is that that Buccaneers game wasn't the first time something like that happened. I mean, we mentioned the game against the Niners. It happened where you had a comfortable lead and then you let it slip away. And then that Bucs game, it's like they were trying to lose the game.
Terrible. That the way that they went from they're up 27-13. Von Miller gets the sack. They get the football on that play. All they have to do is run out the clock. The very next play, the bad snap, they turn it over. Then they're up by a touchdown late in the game. All they need is a first down. They run it with Cam Akers. He fumbles the ball. They were very fortunate. That being said, if you give Stafford time in this game, how do you slow down that passing attack?
Well, yeah. I mean, how are you going to slow down Cooper Kupp?
Because the secondary for San Francisco is the weak point of their defense.
Yeah, it is. You say that, but I mean, you mentioned bully ball. I mean, their defensive line, their ability to harass the quarterback. You saw what they did to Brady. I think the only reason that I would stay away from this game and I don't feel really confident about the Rams is just because of the history between the teams.
I think that's fair.
That's the
only
reason.
I think that's fair to be concerned about that. All right, so if you had to pick this game, where would you go?
I would pick the Rams if I had to pick it.
I would as well. But we are both in agreement that the Chiefs is the game we like better, right?
The Niners didn't score a touchdown. I mean, they didn't score a touchdown against Green Bay.
No.
And they wouldn't have. I mean, they wouldn't. They would have if they didn't block. If their special teams didn't block the punt, they're not going to go down and score.
And then we'd have a one-game lead heading into the championship weekend. Against
we'd be in the driver's seat, is what we'd be.
We sure would be. I still feel good about our chances, though, to be honest.
I'm glad you feel good about it. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, I like Kansas City as well. I like the Rams as well, but Kansas City much, much more. And you can hear our pick on the K-Show 555 today as Rick is going to call in to make the selection for our show. So we look forward to that.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.